Our next education prayer focus are the challenges for both teachers and parents. Both of them experience in California primarily two areas of issues: their expectations on both sides and communication. In California, they promote parental involvement. However, teachers reported engagement is inconsistent or superficial by parents. Why is that? Some parents are not fully informed about school policies, student needs, or how to support learning at home. Those are the three big areas. We're going to pray into them right now. So, Father, we pray for the school policies, the student needs, and how to support learning at home be communicated clearly to the parents so that it would undo the misunderstandings that have occurred between teacher and parent. We also pray that the parents' native tongue, that they would be able to find people who can translate and interpret clearly so they understand the messages going back and forth. There are also teachers and parents having conflicting views on discipline, curriculum, and student behavior. So, Father, we pray for those parents who either are very easygoing or on the other end of the spectrum, very strict in how they want things done. We pray that teachers the same, that are either stricter or more laissez-faire, that they would find a common ground to help meet the needs of the student to be educated well, along with the other students in the classroom. We pray against the tension, against students' behavior, that they're able to clearly define how they can involve the parent in getting the child to behave better in class. We pray, too, that the parents feel that their voices are valued despite the budget cuts in parent advisory committees. We also pray for student safety, that parents and teachers alike are concerned about it. We pray that both of them address the needs, but also come up with some solutions besides security guards and other types of things. Empowering teachers, empowering administration to be able to know what to do in the event of an emergency of all kinds. We pray for less crowded classrooms and schools to have sufficient funds to do the things they need to do so that parents and teachers will have enough time to talk. We pray that parents will feel that their involvement is being prioritized despite teachers being overburdened. So we pray for a balance there, that administration will look for ways to schedule that time away from teaching. We pray that parents would not perceive teachers as not being transparent. We just pray teachers and administration would be honest about what's going on, consistent, so that trust would be built. We also pray, God, for them to collaborate on discipline, attendance, and academic performance. We continue to pray for clear, consistent, culturally sensitive communication, regular updates, and allow for parental feedback and parents' involvement in school decision-making where possible, that they would address concerns from parents or as teachers, if the teacher has a concern, quickly, respectfully, using specific data and shared goals. We pray that they would build trust through transparency and consistency in policy and actions, that more engagement from parents, both parties would take responsibility for their part in the education of their child or student. In the mighty name of Jesus.